morning or good afternoon, depending where you're listening. I'm Kara Connor, and welcome to the Kara Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insights that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping you reclaim your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally encoded in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is the call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage for you to be specific and get right to what's bothering you the most. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open those phone lines right after the first break. We are offering some great specials. We have a event this Friday, February 11th, of the Mini Lightstream Live at Sue's Fine Salon and Gathering. It's a hair salon at East Haddam, Connecticut. So if you're in and around that New England area, you might want to take a drive out. It's from 6 to 8 p.m., and this is where I do gallery-style readings, a lot like John Edwards, the people on TV that you see. I do the same thing. They're a lot of fun, and people make connections to their loved ones, to the angels or guides, the family members that have crossed over, their pets. And so that is this Friday, February 11th. The cost is $25, and that is, again, East Haddam, Connecticut. We're also doing a free teleclass, and this is Tuesday, February 15th, from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. You do have to sign up to get the phone number and to register. And this is where I'm going to give transformational guidance for your own transformational use. And so this is where my guides have encouraged me to do a lot of free teleclasses throughout the year of 2011. And so to find out when and where they are, it's good to get the newsletter, or you could just always check out the website. But this is where I'm also going to give you to read the energy grids, which is happening, which are affecting us all personally, individually, how it's affecting our families, friends, people around us, and also the whole earth. And then I'm going to take questions from you. So you could email me questions at union1111@yahoo.com, and I will read your questions. They could be personal, like what's going on between me and my husband and the jobs, that kind of deal, because we all can learn from everybody's thing. And so, again, email the questions at union1111@yahoo.com, and I will be talking for probably about 10 or 15 minutes. And then, probably about 10 minutes, because I want to get to as many people's questions, because, again, we learn a lot from other people's questions, and we can see what's going on with everybody else and feel that we're not so alone out there right now. A lot of people are feeling the intensity of the energies. And so when we group together, help each other out, we could work with this energy that's around for much more transformational than versus feeling that we're all alone out there. And we also are offering the class that we had, Create Heaven on Earth Now, and the class that we did before as far as Meeting Your Shadow, Multidimensional Living. If you purchase both of those, it's $25 off for the month of February. And so, again, you can get both of those. It's an MP3 and a booklet that goes along with it, with both of those classes. And it's a $25 break. You heard from a KKNW about the special that we're offering, and you get $25 off. You want to change your life, you're ready to change your life. Each of those classes address different sides. The multidimensional living talks about the shadow part of ourself, our ego, how to get the ego in check, right when to realize that you're running from old patterns, and it gives you tools to be able to break out of this pattern. The Great Heaven on Earth Now is all about the law of attraction, how to attract those things that you want, how you create blocks and how you get rid of blocks. And so they're a great packet together. And again, $25 off for the month of February. And that's an MP3. Or if you need a CD, we could get that for you too. So that's the extra special going on for the month of February. We are also doing the free teleclass that's still available. And that's when we got together at January 11th, year 2011. You could listen to that. And that's where I gave the whole overview of this year. 2011 is the year of mastery. It's the year of creating heaven on earth now. It's what my guides, actually Jesus, came in September and told me that. And this is the year where we really can work with this transformational energy, really see miracles happening. Miracles aren't an every once in a while thing. Miracles is our birthright. And especially, it all goes down to our energy fields. And I talk about that all the time, because the more we're attuned, the higher the frequency are, the more we can attract those things in our life. More peace, more abundance, more flow, more health. And so it all is your energy field, is your passport to those other dimensions and those other attracting those things that you desire. So it gives you an overview of what we're expecting this whole year of January, the year 2011. We're also doing the mini light stream. gatherings. That's when we gather in person or on the telephone, and that is on Friday, February 25th, and that's from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, you can do it on phone or in person. Everyone's guaranteed a reading with this one. The other gatherings, you're not necessarily guaranteed a reading. I do try to get to as many people as possible, the one I'm doing at the salon on Friday. But this one, the mini Lightstream Live gatherings, you're absolutely guaranteed a reading. So those are fun. A lot of people get a lot of information. A lot of people hang out to listen to other people's readings. And, again, it's not to be nosy, but they really learn a lot from other people's experiences. And so those are the mini Lightstream Lives. We have all the dates until June 24th, so you can look at them. And they're mostly on Friday nights. They're actually always on Friday nights. And from 6 to 9 p.m., 3 hours, so you can look to see the dates there. We also started the gatherings this year, and they have the dates till June 3rd, too. And they're from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And those are when we gather, either, again, on person or the telephone. And this is where I do energetic reads as far as the person individually, what's going on right now as far as the world shifting around, how is it's affecting all of us, each and every single one of us are being affected by this, the energy shifts that are happening right now. These energy shifts are also called life, and they're not going to stop. They're going to increase in intensity and transformational opportunities. And so it's really good to see yourself, A, as an energetic being, because that, but bottom line, that's what it comes down to. When I'm doing readings, what I'm doing is reading your energy field, and I could pick up on other people in your energy field, partners, kids, spouses, friends, because all of that is in your energy signature. And so the more we clear our energy field, the more we strengthen it, the more we're able to stay in our core energy where we don't get sucked into the dramas and the traumas of a 3D world, the more we feel like we're the angel having a human experience. But that takes work from us. It's like our guides and angels are asking to meet us halfway because they see us as the angel having a human experience. So there's like nobody gets a free ride here. And that's what we signed up for. We literally signed up to have this experience, take on physical bodies and have that experience of the physical body, because the essence part of us, the non-physical part of us, when we go into the physical body, we can experience things more. We can have that feeling experience. Having a body gives us a whole different view of being, again, the angel having experience. So this is where we're really understanding that the energy component about it. Science is talking about it, talking about quantum physics. More and more proof is coming from the science community as far as the energy component of us, as far as our auras, our energy fields, the chakras. And this is nothing new, and people consider it new agey, but it's really nothing new. The chakra system was talked about thousands of years ago, and so now people are starting to connect the dots. The science community is actually proving a lot of the, quote, new age. The new age is actually very old, meaning ancient knowledge is coming up. Ancient techniques are coming up. And so with the gathering, we talk about that. And you also get attunements, which are very powerful. Those are energy clearings, and they align your energy energetically, and that allows you to, again, further clear your energy. So that's what's happening, too. And to know what's going on, sign up for the free newsletter, and then we actually could just get to readings. So I do want to talk about other specials that are happening. So we talked about the two MP3s and the booklets for the two classes, and also we're doing $25 off half-hour readings and $50 off hour readings, and those are the live readings that I do either in person or by telephone. So for the month of February, $25 off the 30 minutes, $50 off the hour readings. And we're also offering four specials this month. And this last one is the remote readings. I'm offering $25 off the remote readings. And so the remote readings are a little bit different because that's where we don't meet in person or by the telephone. You could email me questions, or you could say, just read my energy field, see what's going on, see where the blocks are. And when I'm reading your energy fields, we're also working on healing or balancing it, balancing where there's blocks, getting rid of those blocks, seeing what the theme is of those blocks, what's the theme in your life that keeps on happening over and over again that are blocking you. Because when I look at people's energy fields, those themes repeat ourselves. We can see where we're always attracted to the same people, or a lot of people say, why does this always happen to me? It could be a different form of a person coming in, showing us a theme of learning how to accept ourselves or love ourselves, or we have self-worth issues. So when we get down to our themes, we get down to what I call the nitty-gritties of the energy field, so we can make major changes in our life, being really proactive in our life, and again, directing the energy in a much more proactive way And then you could feel so supported. And this year in particular, it's really important to feel grounded and to be very present in your body. Because a lot of times when we have stress or wonder, fear, we contract our energy field. When I'm doing readings and I tell people that their tailbone or their whole lower chakras looks like a lobster going over a pot that's being boiled, that's a big symbol of mine where the person is literally contracting their energy. So their grounding core to be able to feel and step out of the fear is at a vulnerable position, so they're going to be less grounded, and then they're going to get energetically connected and get foggy energetically. It's like they're in static, or think of a radio getting very staticky. We tend to get used to the static in life and just figure that it is part of life, that life is, has its ups and downs and all of those kind of things. And so, but when we really realize that everything is energy, down to trees, down to rocks, down to the ocean, down to the water, down to the earth, down to us, and realize our relationship, that we're interconnected, that we're constantly being talked to by the universe, by our guides, by our higher self, and our energy body is constantly talking. The more we clear our communicational tubes, the more we have much more flow in our life and manifest the life that, again, is in our blueprints. And so we're getting down to our original blueprints is what I call them. And that's where we don't have the block. That's where we don't are not tapped into the collective subconscious patterns of a lot of the people in the world, where we feel like we're not worthy or that we're separated from our source, our guides, our higher self. So this is a real important pivotal turning point. And this is all prepping us when people are talking about the year 2012. 2012 is coming in with a new energy signature, and this is all the prep work there. So a lot of information, a lot of help for you. We're going to go to our first break. You listen to the Carol Connor Show, and we're open up those phone lines. Be right back in a few.
There are 86,400 precious seconds in a day. How are you spending yours? Celebrating a decade of teaching bioenergy medicine, Earthwalk Institute of Healing Arts in Bellevue, Washington, offers fascinating, life-changing programs. Delve into the theory and practice of bioenergy healing, a profound complementary medicine in integrating ancient wisdom and modern science. Study energy, chakras, biofields, high sense perception, vibrational medicine, essential oils, and more. Each moment counts on your Earthwalk. Is it your time to thrive as a healer? Please visit earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152. That's earthwalkschool.com or 425-289-0152.
Many of us have tried diets, and honestly, a diet is just a tool. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can combine clinically tested Medifast weight loss products along with the support from a Take Shape for Life certified health coach. You can watch life happen being overweight, or you can make life happen. The Take Shape for Life program gives you the tools and support to live a healthy life and reach your weight loss goals. Talk to a health coach. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise. Unveil the power of the divine feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Welcome back to the Kara O'Connor Show, and I'm Kara O'Connor, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. You can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those?
I would love to do that. Let's take Bryn. Bryn has called in from Somerville, Massachusetts, and he wants to know if you can see his guides, carry around his career or what's going on with that. He's kind of coming into a little bit of a situation. Let's see if you can help him out. Bryn, welcome to the Kara O'Connor Show. What's going on? Maybe maybe I should push a button for then. Bryn now can hear you. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Oh, hey, Kara. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. A little exhausted today, actually, but not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people are feeling that. Yeah.
Yeah. But what I want to ask, I have a habit sometimes is to dabble in things, dabbling, you know, and mm-hmm. I don't get anything really accomplished. I mean, I do work as a foot reflexologist and a massage therapist, and I like to paint now and again and do some writing, and I know I still have to get to my teaching, but what are the guides trying to impress upon me to focus on, to move towards something, to do something well, to get to know something well and do it?
Okay. The biggest thing that I say to people, and that what I heard from my guides, that they started saying this last year, what feels light for us is right for us. And when they first said that, I said, oh, geez, that sounds kind of hippy-dippy. And when they really showed me it in the heart, and that feeling is so important because it really brings us down to our heart. It shuts off our mental, emotional bodies. It turns us into our feeling bodies, wisdom bodies. And the mental, emotional bodies has all the mental programming. It has our limitations, even if they're deep in the subconscious. And it really goes, what makes us feel excited? What makes us feel passionate? Like, I love my work, and whenever I think about it, my heart opens up, and I feel the energy coming through, and I feel alive. And so it makes me feel very, very light. And it's not about my kids. It's not about my husband. It's not about anything. It's about how I feel within my energy field. And so I'm seeing these earmuffs going on your ear, and especially because you said that you've dabbled in a lot of stuff, and some people do that. I did that. I studied Reiki, EMF balancing, shamanism, and all of it was like taking tools. I look at it like a squirrel gathering golden nuts and putting it in our heart, and then I'd stay with something for a while, and then I kind of go off. And at first I thought it was like an energetic ADD kind of deal. And then I realized later I would go and study something till I felt like I got enough of the energy signature. There was like a downloading, and when it felt complete, then my attention would kind of go to something else. But also I could see when people can do that, where they keep on going from place to place, thing to thing to thing, is when there's a theme of I'm not going to be good enough, or it's just like old patterns of worth, because I'm looking down the bottom of your second chakra. And actually, it's in the bottom, in the middle, and I'm seeing you really clearing out. It looks like a belt, and this is old, and it even has past life components, and it has to do with worth, self-worth, and really taking vows of poverty and celibacy. And this is where you're releasing, especially working with the energies of this year in particular, because what this year in particular has, and this is the last 3 years, I've been just watching like the blueprints being filled up, filled in for us individually and collectively, where we can manifest things in the 3D world. So think of the last 3 years that we've been doing, like stretching our energy field, strengthening it, opening up our tubes to receive more of the universal energy, grounding more, so then we could have hopes, dreams, and desires. Like, we could see them in the people's energy fields, but delivering them is just so important, bringing them down to the 3D world. And so this belt part is what you're releasing, especially over the next 3 days, 3 weeks. And I'm also seeing a Gabrielle coming in for you. Whenever I see Gabrielle, that's my symbol of communication, increasing communication. And it's really interesting when you said painting, because all of a sudden I saw you painting or even sketching very quickly people's guides or angels or even power animals with what you saw around them. And it doesn't have to be a great big painting with them. I've done the fair circuit years ago where they would have people that would draw people's guides or angels. And again, it was very quick. It just gave them a visual of what you were picking up in their energy field. And play with that, because I just saw that on the right side of your energy field. And again, it doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be unless somebody wants to hire you to draw an angel or a picture or what comes into your mind for them or what you see around them. And they use it as a tool to be able to tap into that energy. So I absolutely play around with it, because when I see in the bright side of your energy field, it's like taking all that you do, reading, reflexology, all the things that you studied, and kind of fine-tuning it and putting it into things. And there are some people, Bryn, that they are, I call it the A to Z people. They kind of dabble. They do a little bit of this, they do a little bit of that, and it's not one thing that they do. And so you do have the energetic flexibility that you could do that. And the key is what I started with, what feels light, what makes me feel excited. And that also ends up in the 3D world, what brings me money, too, and joy, because we do have physical needs in the 3D world. And so it's when we follow that light, the outside circumstances end up being more flow and, again, opportunities. And, again, because money is an exchange that we have on this physical 3D world, it also brings that in. So think of this period right now. And what have you been dabbling? What have you been thinking
about? Yeah, I mean, I've been dabbling in kind of writing, and I enjoy painting, but a lot of self-esteem issues come up in it.
Right.
But I've done paintings. I mean, I put some paintings into card form, and I feel like I have a sense of putting words together too. Writing. As a job that pays me money, I do. The foot reflexology and massage, but sometimes I get very tired of it. I'm tired of this, you know.
Well, that's a sure sign, because part of our retraining that we're remembering is that we could do something. I was a hairdresser. I was a labor and delivery nurse, and then all of it trained me to get to do what I'm doing now. And if I ever come to a part where I'm getting more tired or I'm kind of regretting, is the day that I'm ending this. You know what I mean? Because just the way my energy is. But that's what we're all waking up to, of really, I call it getting out of, like, the time to make the donut posture, like time to just doing our job, right? And so I'm looking at your putting the reflexology and, again, the massage over to the left side. And massage is very physically exhausting. Same with the foot reflexology.
Firm pressure to people, and I kind of go into it, you know, but it takes a lot out of me.
Well, part of that belt around the second chakra, remember the second chakra is money, finances, one-on-one relationships, creativity, and that belted energy in would be draining energy. So you want to make sure before clients that you're making extra grounding cords, and with the energies that are coming down now, and that's what the whole gathering Friday night was about when we were talking about people were sharing if they ground and do grounding core daily, and when they didn't, they noticed that it made a huge difference. And these are people that were massage therapists or cranial sacral workers. They really said how important it is, and they noticed, especially if they're very empathic, which you are, if they don't do it, they just are like a sponge that they suck up other people's emotions, and they start to suck it in the collective emotions of the subconscious. And right now we have a wave that started like in September, November of it was like a cloud going over the sun. Think of the sun representing our creator energy. Part of the cloud going over to where a lot of people felt tired, depressed, fear, that kind of stuff. And then through the solstice and the new year, there was a light coming through, so it broke up a lot of that cloud. Then it also, that light was so bright, it brings in another cloud. And a lot of people right now are feeling exhausted and feeling really tired, feeling nauseous. And it's like the second wave of this cloud coming through. And that cloud part is literally the energy coming down on the earth, on the universe, and really breaking up any of our collective fears. So all of it's part of this transformational process. But it really encourages us to amp up our exercises as far as especially grounding into the earth, because that is the key for us to manifest in the physical 3D world, and especially somebody with your energy field. So I'd really encourage you to do this. And, again, I'm seeing you having pictures where it looks like sketching, where you're drawing either power animals, and it could even be, very, very fast, or what my things look like when I do readings. I give the visual. Out to the people and show them where I'm seeing stuff in the chakras, and I write all over it. And so it's like your version of that. And then going to the art and the writing, it's like kind of bridges over into certain people. You can I would start trying it out as far as doing the writing. And then I just saw like Hallmark cards, and I have no idea how it is to get into write to cards or whatever, or the Blue Mountain cards. They have all these different cards. I'd look to see what they do, how they get the people, because I actually had a client years ago that was, she was a card writer. She wrote poems and stuff like that. So if that's what's making you feel expansive and making you feel good, I'd check it out. And so, because this is the year, especially again over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, as you're remembering to use the grounding cord, grounding cord, grounding cord, and to really go down and feel Mother Earth as like washing you with her amniotic fluid that's going through your energy field and clearing out any energetic snarls, and feel the energy coming back up, and really check in throughout the day to see if you have that grounding cord or if it feels like it's getting loose, especially again because of your energy field. And think of from now to March, and it's already February, right? That it's, I'm seeing you sliding downhill, and downhill is always my good symbol, where it's like more freedom, get less connection from feeling the cloud that everyone's feeling right now. And that will make you feel much more broke free, and really deciding what you want to do with your energy right now into this world as expressing yourself. And the exhaustion is because the belted energy is around the second chakra. And again, part of that is from the past, part of that's even clearing out old patterns that go beyond this incarnation. And but all of the energy is about what's going on now, because our past incarnations have the same theme, what's going on now. You hit the nail on the head when you said self-worth issue, self-esteem. And it resonates with you. I'd really paint and go through your worst nightmare of self-esteem, because your outside circumstances don't define you. You do. I heard my cue as far as the music, so we're going to go to this break. And Bryn, great to hear from you. And okay, bye bye, hon. We'll go right back to Carrie O'Connor's show.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenit Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com. I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease, it's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs, and it is an effort to go through our day. With CRA, we are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And I'm Carrie O'Connor, taking your phone calls to the top of the hour. And speaking of phone calls, Benny, why don't we go to those?
All right, we'll do that. Once again, we'll take Lori now. She's calling in from Phoenix, Arizona. And she thinks something is holding her back, and we're really not sure why or how or who, or there's just a blockage. She wants to see if you can maybe look into it for her. So, Lori, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you, Carrie.
You're welcome.
Okay. I had a near death. I was a speaker. I was a speaker for 6 years. I was supposed to be writing a book, and then I stepped out of it. I have literally uncovered every single rock, looked through all past lifetimes, childhood, beliefs, everything. And it's like there's something holding me back from doing what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I looked into so many different healing modalities, mm-hmm. and I will focus on them until a certain point, and then I will move on to something else.
Mm-hmm. I think, Lori, that's like the theme of today. It was kind of like the theme of what we're getting into with Bryn. It's the theme of what I'm hearing when I was doing the gathering. And so and it's the theme of what I was saying as far as like my own experience of like an energetic ADD or going in and loving something. And then all of a sudden, if it doesn't, you know, if we don't like it anymore, or sometimes there's the part of the saboteur where we get so far. And then when it comes into making change, then all of a sudden the archetype comes in as a saboteur. We all have the saboteur. We all do it. And so when I'm looking in your energy field, what I'm looking at, I'm getting caught up in my throat. So this is your throat energy right now and your third chakra. And when I turn you sideways, it looks like you're 6 to 9 months pregnant, excuse me, energetically. So whenever I see that, that means to me over the next, think of from now over the next six, I'm even going to the next 3 months because it's March. So you deliver at 9 months. So think of, it's at the threes again, the period of, when I see this pregnancy in the third chakra, that's the chakra of self-esteem, self-worth, seat of the subconscious. And when I look at the delivering ones, they look smaller. And so it goes back to, it's almost like looking like at like a lollipop. And so you have the ideas that go around the heart. You love them. And the delivery is the part that looks like it's a, your energy field comes to as above, so below. Think of it like that balance. Your energy reach for more of the spiritual bodies and that connection to even the mind, spiritual. And your incarnation is all about having your base as wide as your above part, so reaching the spiritual part. But the great news is the energies that are around, especially this year in particular, as I said, is helping people, especially with your energy fields, to be able to ground stuff, to be able to bring it down to the 3D world, to be able to really manifest things and really stick with something is what it is. Because the bottom line, a lot of people think, is what's my life purpose? What am I here to do? And it's like a scratch they can't itch because they could be feeling this huge transformational energy. It's like a push on their back, but they are feeling blinded on what to take the next step. And then they stand in this like pattern of where it looks to me like they're in the doorway and they won't take a step because their fears unconsciously is that they're going to fall and just be left alone. I see bottom line, all of our themes have roots to go to, that there's some sort of belief system, even if it's deep in the subconscious or residual energy, that has to do that we've ever been separated from God, Source, Creator. And it goes back to us feeling energetically supported. That's why I was talking about how important it is for us to be grounded, especially this year working with grounding tools, and also feeling energetically supported. Think of symbolically around our back. We need to feel that support so we can feel whenever I see the symbol of the game that we used to play when we were kids where we fell backwards and we had to trust the person right behind us was going to catch us, most of us would contract our energy, right? And so it's literally tools and techniques to have you feel that support behind you that allows us to keep our arms energetically wide open, where 80% to 90% of the world walks around and their arms aren't wide open to open to infinite possibilities and potentials and be able to bring them in into the heart and to deliver them into 3D world. Most people walk around with their hands like 3 to 6 inches apart, and that's part of the human experience, again, to be able to get out of old programming that's keeping our, when our hands start to close, it's going into old programming, and again, that we're not going to get, we're not supported to go out and step. When our arms are wide open, we literally have clearer communication and feel that support, and then we take the leaps. It's just like Walt Disney or the guy that made McDonald's or Wendy's or anything, Oprah Winfrey. They went for their heart's desires, and they put all their energy into it, and they didn't hear any old programming. So they just bit into it, and it was like soul food for them, and they delivered it, right? And so I'm watching you through this period, and especially, again, when I see the threes, it's always associated with Archangel Gabrielle. She, to me, is a female, but angels are androgynous, and she really helps communication. And the biggest communication that we all need to work with is the communication between the right side and the left side of our body, because stress start splitting the energy field where it looks like it's split in half, or the communication between the right side and left side looks stretched, and so it's harder for us, again, to deliver stuff. And when I look at the top of your root chakra, it looks like almost like an ice skating pond, and so think of you deliver things all the way down to the root chakra, and then that pond, it feels like it's slippery when to ground it, and so that would be going back to foundational energies. But again, that's past patterns that you're in the and actually it's interesting because then it'll also look very black, like you're diving into black water. Whenever I see that, that's deep down subconscious patterns and really getting down to what I call the nitty gritty. And actually, you said you had a near death experience.
Yes.
Okay. And especially when people have had near-death experiences, you have the cellular memory of what it feels like to be out of the physical body and feeling that expansion space. And a lot of people that have had that have gone to places of feeling depressed or feeling very, very contracted, because the physical body all of a sudden feels very, very contracted. So think of this as a turnaround point, and really the holding back part is really it goes down to grounding tools. I give free energy exercises, and I came up with several new ones that my guides have showed me about grounding in particular. And so everyone could do this. They could email and ask for the free grounding exercises or the energy exercises I give out. And see if they resonate with you. If they don't, look for something else. The key is for you to do them and to get into a consistent habit of it, especially when you're in this period of gestation and pregnancy, because you're literally opening up your tubes to be able to manifest things. And I'm seeing part of the right side of your energy field, and like it's 45 degree right. It looks like a cloud that goes to 3 to 4 feet off of your body, and that cloud would be a block, and that again has this similar theme of right to life issues is the bottom line, and fear of I will be annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally. And so when we clear and turn it around and start embodying our divinity, meaning that all our themes, when we feel our godness from the inside out, it breaks up the blocks from the outside, because we all are a piece of God source creator, and the key is to embody it, right? And that's just what this year is about, because many of us have it as a concept that we feel it makes sense, and we can really eat it up, and it sounds so familiar, but there's a process, a gestational process, from us taking it beyond a concept and, again, embodying it. And that's an everyday thing. It's like I said earlier, there's no free rides here, but this is what we signed up for. It's work, but it's work just like working out in the gym, and the more you get the results, the more you work at it. So I'm watching you going through this breakthrough period of releasing the blocks, and really a big thing I'm noticing too is that, and this is for all of us, watching what we say and what we think about, because of the energy that's coming down faster, we're able to manifest things faster. And that also means if part of our thoughts are having that little bit of doubt or a little bit of that, and our energy is putting into it, just feeds the ties that could be holding us back more than breaking us free. So our words are having more power, you could say, symbolically. And or this is what I'm really seeing, is that we're starting to notice how powerful we are, and especially our words, our actions, our thoughts, and our feelings are the key. So it's a big difference between our emotions, because our emotions to me look like a bunch of staticky energy balls that are all out of balance. Feelings have a lot more symmetry. They allow us to stretch sideways, and that's what, again, when I'm watching your body, be able to take that energy and think of it as the as above, so below posture. I call it the posture of mastery, when our legs are 2 feet apart and you really have that grounding cord, and it literally creates a process so you could ground the things. And then it goes back to there's no right or wrong thing for us to do. That's where the human part of us is our old programming, that is that we have to do something right or wrong. When we're doing something that we love and we are passionate about something, we're radiating out a high frequency energy, and that's what we came here to do, is to radiate out our high frequencies. And the more we do something that passionate, and the more we feed ourselves with the passionate, the higher and higher vibration that goes out, the more and more we attract the same equal vibration. But that sounds too easy for us, but believe me, it's not easy when we have all this old programming. So we're in this real period, and I'm seeing you really getting excited about this at this time. I'm also seeing the phoenix behind you. It's like the phoenix going through the fire, so it's breaking through transformational energy, transformational time of really stepping into embodying, and you have a lot of blue coming in, so that's all about the old teacher, the ancient teacher, you're a very old soul, and so being able to see how you could bring that and act like a bridger. You have bridger energy, and so that means where you bridge one group of people to the other. How you do it, people could do it, and they could be a Walmart cashier, and they help people. Other people could lead metaphysical groups. Other people could do it in corporations. Again, there's no right or wrong way. It's how do I bridge this energy, but first to be the bridge within yourself, meaning the communication between the right side and left side of your body increases, which also amplifies heart's desires. So
is
that
there anything blocking releasing my passion, doing what I want to do?
I was saying to you, any themes that have to do with right to life, fear of annihilation, and the bottom line is anything, Lori, where you can see your essence in your physical body. I have this exercise where you go into your heart, where you see yourself sitting on a lotus flower and another lotus flower over your head, and this is your divine self, and then feel yourself. It's all about the feelings. It's not about thinking. It's about feeling that self, feeling that, getting yourself getting connected to the heartbeat, and then growing that image of, like, it's considered like the mini you in your heart, and then growing it throughout the physical body. So bringing your divine essence, your God self, into the physical body, and then expanding out through to the 3 to 4 feet. So we go through the physical body, the feeling body, the emotional body, and the mental body and the spiritual body, and then we start changing it, the emotional, physical. I could go on and on. I have a lot of information out there that with classes and or the at free energy exercises. Bottom line is third chakra stuff that will open up your throat chakra. And, again, grounding. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks very much, Lori, for calling in. And it leaves another line open here, 1-800-930-2819 for the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819. And, Carrie, you want to take us to a break?
Sure. We'll be right back after this short message.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and we'll be with you to the top of the hour with open phone lines. And Benny, why don't we go to those open phone lines?
We'll do, and we have now Cheryl calling in from Auburn, Washington. She is calling in for her son, who's going through a tough time, and wants to know if you had any insight on that and see if we can help out. So, Cheryl, welcome to the show. What's going on with you or your son?
Hi. Well, my son, he's just turned 16, and he's just having a hard time emotionally. He's tired all the time. Maybe he's getting a little bit of bullying at school. Maybe it's just because he's feeling overwhelmed. I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Well, when I'm looking at his energy field, he's very, very empathic, and like we were talking before, empathic people are like psychic sponges, and they pick up on all the energies. And so I would absolutely, would he be into putting a gold ball around him and visualize it down into his through his spine and then expand it 3 feet out? And if he's not, when you're doing it, that energetically we are showing them by energetic example. So the more you do energy maintenance, the more it goes to our children, our spouses, it cannot not. And actually, if you think about that, the physical body is the way I read energy, 0.01% of what we are, all of it's, and that's energy, 99.999 of us. The rest of it is all energy, and that's how we're communicating. And so you could lead by energetic example. I also see him looking at, when I go to the bottom of his root chakra, over to the left side. Actually, it's kind of fascinating because it's almost like he has a symbolic ovary on the left side, and he's really connected to the feminine energy and the male energy. And so part of him is he's a blueprint of the men coming into in balance with their feminine energy, and the women are to become in balance with their male energy, because we all have male and female energy. And when I look at that, like, ovary over his root chakra, it's like, how do I bring this down? How do I birth this? When he really comes in with a theme of not being them against us, not being exclusive, that's like his song, and he's a Bridger energy, and he's got a lot of, if you're not familiar with the Indigo children and Crystal children, I highly recommend you to read about them, because he's got their crystal energy. And so they come in at a higher frequency, and that also can lead them into a part of feeling more shaky, and that also means that he picks up on other people's energies, including besides peers. That also means that he could pick up on the earth energies. And if I would really be mindful as far as what he listens to, as far as not a lot of radio and all that stuff, because he's very, very sensitive, and especially when part of his whole journey here is wanting to do inclusive thing, everyone to encourage everyone to bring their best, their heart issues, and to be able to support each other. And he's not into the dog-eat-dog kind of energy, or the even competitive the kind of energy of that sports could bring up. It's against the grain of who he is. And so here he's developing his feminine energy and being able to open it up. And this has nothing to do with sexuality. This is about him. We want our guys, our boys, to be embracing the feminine energy. We want our girls to be embracing their male energy, because it makes us much more balanced. So I would absolutely encourage him to talk about that he's an energy being. This is, they learn it in fourth grade or fifth grade in science, and then how important it is to clear off and strengthen our energy field. It's as important as brushing our teeth and taking a shower. So you could give him the information, and again, if he resists it, know that you can talk to him energetically and lead by energetic example. And I also see it's like there's a part of him that it's like a bubble that he's putting himself, and that he's trying to get out of it, and it feels rubbery, so he's going through a sensitive time. But I do see him breaking through it. So hang in there, give him the tools, and that he'll break through it. And really, the best thing you could do is really support him, make him feel backed up as far as energetically. It's just like when I was saying the example of us being able to feel like we could free fall back and knowing somebody's going to catch us. Right now, it's really important for him to feel that support from you and his dad and everybody around him. And with open heart and love with no agendas, because he's very, very sensitive to any kind of, again, friction kind of energy. He's extremely intuitive. Okay?
Yeah, and he actually reacts with me because I'm intuitive, and I kind of take on his, and he probably takes on mine.
Right. So that's where, especially because you're both intuitive, so think about when you energetically show him that strong posture of how to hold his core, how to ground, and how to put that protection thing around him, is actually allowing him to put his heart signature out, which creates less static. And so you're, it's great that you're both intuitive, because you could be mirroring to him, again, how to hold his core, and that allows him to be free to be who he is. He's an old soul, and he's around a lot of new souls. They're very staticky kids, where they feel very shaky to him. So there's a part of him where he doesn't know where he belongs. You know what I mean? And so that's why the support and the energetic support is so important for him right now, and encouraging individuality in that for him to be able to be who he is, because we all have our own unique signature, as are the angels have in the human experience. Okay? Alrighty?
Okay. All right,
have a wonderful day. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks, Cheryl, for calling in. And I think, Carrie, we have time for one more caller. We'll take Kelly. Sure, she's calling in from Spearfish, South Dakota. She just moved there, and, well, she doesn't know if she's going to be staying. She's got, I believe, a couple kids there, and they just started with their education, but it's not kind of what she thought it was in the... They may be moving back. Let's or it could be getting better. You never know. So they may stay. So she wants to know what you saw. So Kelly, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Thank you, and that was very well put.
Yay!
Thank you for taking my call.
So you're welcome. Now, what? How long have you been there, Kelly?
It's been 8 months.
Okay. All right. Was there anything in particular that brought you there?
You know, my husband and I split up, and then we got back together, and then this was just kind of the move we made. And I do know that we should have probably not gotten back together, but this is where we're at. And I do feel like the education my kids are getting, I feel like maybe I made the wrong move for them. And I guess I just don't know where I belong, like as far as location-wise.
Right. Well, you said a key thing when you were saying that as far as the physical move, the most important thing for you to really concentrate on is the energetic move, because the physical move, if we're not balanced, and when I look into the, your heart energy, imagine a seesaw where your right side is way up in the air, and that does have to do with male energy and also the energy we're putting out to the world right now, and your left side is way down. So think of it like the left right side is at like 1 o'clock and the left side is down like at 7 o'clock. So that's off balance. So you want to balance yourself, because it doesn't matter, again, where you are. You want to work on that first, because then all of a sudden your outside circumstances would change. And it's like I'm seeing, watching one step at a time, because, of course, your kids are going to be going after what your energy. So you decided to go back with your husband, so that's where you're at now. So it's like being able to create grounding cords, but it doesn't mean you necessarily have to stay there, because when I'm looking at think of this as a plant. It's like the family has been like it's almost like a plant going through shell shock, or has been uprooted, and it needs grounding energy right now. So if you could just consider over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, into the next 2 months of concentrating on grounding, and again, not feeling that you're necessarily locked in there, but it's just really creating a solid base so people could ground in their energy field, instead of like bending and thinking, I've got to get out of here and I got to move, because then your energy body starts moving forward, leaning forward, literally, and then it creates more energetic fog, and then you could move somewhere else, and you're still bringing over the bag of the, like a Santa Claus bag in your back that has to do with all the past. And so right now you could look at this as, I'm really working on clearing and getting to the issues of my heart, knowing that my kids are going to energetically be picking up and reading my energy field. So the best thing I could do is be here, ground, taking more information. And again, think of it, I'm talking to your energy body right now, because I know it's important for you not to feel like you're trapped there. So, and I don't see you staying there for a long time, but making the best of it right now. And especially seeing, because you're not looking at a lot of good things that are there, too. So, you know, say, okay, this is where I'm at right now. Be present right here, right now. Then all of a sudden you'll find different things, and including different outside programs that has to do with the educational system, or you could see some supplemental things where some parents that could be getting together because they see some lacks in it. But it helps you iron things out right now as far as with the family, with the kids, and also over the next 2 weeks into the next 2 months, I see you turning around and then looking at the heart issues that it has to do with your husband. And you're in a much better position with energetically and grounded to be able to decide what you're going to do with your husband, right? And again, part of that seesaw energy with the right side all up, it's how you're holding your male energy. And that means really being able to embrace the male part, where most of us are trained, where we put the male side on our male spouses and or boyfriends. And so this is where being able to hold our own male energy. So think of embracing that for yourself will be able to help you energetically ground where you're at right now. I don't see you again staying there right long for there forever, but it's an important move. It's like being able to stay. Move away to be able to give birth to yourself to then decide where you want to go. I moved out to California. I absolutely loved California, and it was actually a very short marriage that I went through. But it was so, it helped me individuate from my family. It helped me really redefine myself, and it was pivotally life-altering for me because I was able to literally get out of family grids, generational patterns, and all that. I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing the same thing over your face. So it's much more than just, again, a move. It's a period for you to clear generational patterns, to really get down to what Kelly's heart desires as far as your what makes you happy, what makes you passionate, what makes you feel empowered, and, again, to feel that support. And as you do that, your outside circumstances as far as what you are doing with your husband and with the kids will become much, much more clear. And again, we're looking at over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, the month of February is very significant as far as this month for really taking things off. Okay?
Okay. And you
all right, very good.
California.
I heard my music. I'm sorry, honey. Got to call back or write or email the letter that I'm doing the free newsletter. I mean, the free class. And that's
Thank
my
you.
Cue. And you're welcome. Thank you. May you all align with the divine. Talk to you next week.